The benefits to the state of Kansas from the 32 institutions under the aegis of the Kansas Board of Regents are varied, from the salaries paid to faculty and staff to income from research grants to the dollars spent by students. Even the fact that students volunteer in different ways in their various communities makes a difference. Dr. Kirk Schultz, the president of Kansas State, says every dollar invested is multiplied well over tenfold.
For Kansas higher education, every dollar in state tax support resulted in $11.94 in economic activity. So nearly a 12-to-1 economic positive impact ratio. So higher ed makes a huge difference to the state, to the communities. I think we like to use this argument to say investment in higher education is going to yield a lot more in the state in the long run, but you gotta put in those dollars to get them back out.
Those dollars have not been getting put in. Do you have any idea off the top of your head what that then does to that number? You said 12-to-1 almost. So not having money going in, what does that do?
I think we'll have to – it's a longer-term deal. We'll have to wait and see what that looks like. Part of it is then that forces universities and colleges and schools to look for other sources of revenue to keep the engine going. There's a couple of places you can go to get that. One's private donations, which will do things like buildings and stuff like that. But in terms of base operations to make things happen – we have to raise tuition and fees then to backfill when those other dollars aren't going in there. So one of the things that we have to do is continue with a more conservative legislature in the state of Kansas to make return on investment types of arguments that tend to have a greater appeal to folks with maybe a more conservative fiscal nature about why investment in higher education is important for the long-term future of the state of Kansas.
And it seems to me that investment is more than just monetary. We have a better educated populace with investment in higher education.
It's a better educated populace. It's a better educated citizenry. I mean, that's talked about a lot. It's still one of the reasons to pursue higher education. But the other part of it is more intangible, and that becomes as companies and things are looking to locate in this area, and I'll use this area as the state of Kansas. And I was just in a discussion in Kansas City about this within the last couple days here in mid-December. Companies are looking for a highly qualified workforce that's got the skill sets they need to be successful. And these were business CEOs, some of Fortune 500 companies, that talked about the biggest detriment they have to growing that has nothing to do with taxes. It has everything to do with getting the talent that they need. And sometimes that message gets lost in all the rhetoric about funding higher education. Is ultimately we're producing the workforce that is needed to be entrepreneurial, to help these large companies be successful. They need engineers and accountants and lots of creative people. That's where I worry about that we're shortchanging ourselves, is that all of a sudden, instead of companies locating in this region or starting here and growing here and staying here, they go, I can get better talent in Chicago and Denver, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, you name the other area. And that's money that could be in Kansas that's leaving to go to Texas or Colorado or these other states.
Do you have any idea off the top of your head, again, how many students we are losing because the university, the Board of Regents, has to raise tuition each year?
I don't have a firm number there. We can look at, for example, the number of students that apply, how many we accept, and then how many actually show up. And if we just looked at a historical trend, let's say over a 5 or 6 year period, about the percentage of students that have applied and been accepted and show up. This last year, we were down about 2% from where we had been the previous 4 or 5 years. And that probably translates to a couple hundred students. We think that that is attributable directly to the fact that we had such a large tuition increase last year, and that means there's 200 students that instead of going to Kansas State are going to pursue not just a different educational institution, but maybe a completely different pathway and elect to go to a community or technical college, which is a great opportunity for some. But the completion rate for students that start in a community college and get a four-year baccalaureate degree is really pretty low. So sometimes people say, well, it's cheaper, and we can go through this way. The fact of the matter is not a lot of those students that start there wind up getting four-year college degrees.
How does our tuition compare with, say, surrounding states, those that are easy to go to?
We're fairly competitive with Nebraska and Oklahoma, Missouri. We're significantly lower than Colorado, and we're probably a little higher than some of the Texas schools. Everybody's sort of roughly the same within a couple hundred dollars, which means that we're okay where we are now. There's nowhere that's really a lot cheaper. In terms of other four-year public research universities, now, if you want to look for just the most inexpensive way to get a degree program, and that there are a lot of people looking at it from a marketplace point of view, go 2 years to community college, 2 years to a regional school, and the total four-year price tag is going to be significantly less than it would be going to a KU, K-State, or Wichita State. So our challenge is, why should you, as a prospective student or family, invest dollars to come to a Kansas State for 4 years as opposed to going a different educational route? Traditionally, we would say, well, it's Big 12 athletics, and, you know, yeah, that's what your parents did and your grandparents did, that kind of thing. People are more consumer savvy now, and they go, well, that's fine, but let's talk about the numbers here and the dollars and return on investment. And so we've got to do a better job of articulating why come to a place like K-State for 4 years for an undergraduate degree.
How soon before Kansas State and maybe other Regents institutions, because of the cut in dollars, have to start turning students away?
We had this discussion here this very morning. And what we want to do is engage our campus faculty and staff and students about this very topic. I think at Kansas State, we're coming very close to the point where we need to say this is the number of students that we can educate well with the quality that everybody expects for the amount of money we get from the state. And we're going to have to cap that at that particular number because we can't afford to continue to add students without adding faculty, staff, facilities, and infrastructure. Otherwise, we start compromising the quality of the educational degree program. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing that we offer, is that somebody sees Kansas State University and they associate that with a quality educational experience. If you dilute that by taking too many students and putting them in poor facilities without great faculty and staff, that starts sliding, and then all of a sudden the degree's not worth very much. So I think we're getting very, very close to that at many of the schools. And other states have done it. The Colorado schools and several others are that way. I think you're going to see that happen in this region with Oklahoma schools, Kansas schools, Nebraska schools very soon.
Will the Board of Regents let you put on a cap? Will the Kansas legislature let you put on a cap?
I believe that the Kansas Board of Regents will be very supportive of us managing our enrollment differently. The legislature is a completely different animal. Most people, if you talk to them and say, okay, you're going to give a fixed amount of money, yeah, you can educate a fixed number of students for that. I get that. That sounds great until my son or daughter applies and can't get in, and then all of a sudden it becomes much more real. So I think people in theory will go, hey, this is a great idea and we ought to do it. The practice then starts becoming when you have folks in the state that have grown up purple, had three generations that went here to school, you know, all these sorts of things, and then are told, well, you know, you're just not going to be able to do it because the program you want to go into has got already full or this or that. But I think if we don't start looking at those kinds of things, we can't keep doing the same thing we've done for the last 20 years and expect a different result.
Come January, the legislature opens up again. Are you making any changes in your approach this year?
We are. We're going to talk about our budget a little bit differently. We're going to just – we used to talk about the whole university budget, and we would talk about grants and contracts and donations and everything. And we actually had some folks that felt, well, if that number got bigger, that meant you got bloated. And instead of saying, well, gee, you raised more money and you did more research. So what we're going to do is we're going to stick with state dollars. We're going to look at the money we get from tuition and fees and the money we get from the state of Kansas. And we're going to really focus a lot of what we talk about around those two things. We've also been having meetings in the off the legislative session time the last 6 months with small groups of leaders in the House and the Senate to talk about higher education and accountability and what they expect from higher education leaders in Kansas. And those are conversations you can't really have easily during a session. So I think we're going to continue to look at focusing on accountability, how we're using our money, simplifying our budget presentation. And then we are very proud here of the job placement rate of our graduates, regardless of what field they go into. We have great data. 92-93% of our graduates have a job or attend graduate school within 6 months of after graduation. And that's after calling every single graduate who's out there that we can get a hold of. So that's pretty firm numbers, and that's something we need to just talk a lot more about. Hey, we're not producing a lot of people not getting jobs. We're producing people that are going into the workforce. So, again, return on investment arguments. So we're gonna change things up a little bit on how we present the university and see if that doesn't help us a bit.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.